Elements of the Maze, réalisé par Peter Densbrough.
These are two tables with models, perhaps of imaginary houses, of wall sections with different sizes and shapes, maybe in aluminium. It's necessary to project yourself in a landscape, perhaps urban landscapes. It's very, very sober. Do you agree, or do you feel like it looks like your work?
I assume it looks like my work a little bit because it is my work. But sober, I don't know. We can go backwards a little bit. I would like to think it's not just sober, but that it has some interaction with environment, with the architecture itself being a form of architecture.
Mm.
The title is the Elements of the Maze, and there are more elements of the maze to come.
Mm.
And I was almost triggered a situation where I'm beginning to think that the whole body of work is the maze.
Mm.
And then you enter down into that, and then it's almost like a city.
Right.
And I see the two maquettes that are with the Billerons as a beginning, and there are more maquettes existing, and there will be more.
You are going to do more maquettes?
Yeah, and so even in the group initially done, there's another two or three that are part of it. And interrupt if you
have a
question, because
And may I say, is this work is emblematic of your works as usual? And do you feel like this is a symbolic of what you create?
Yes and no. It was a mixture. It's the corners, it's walls. There's walls that could be a sculpture, or a sculpture that could be walls.
Okay.
And the arrangement possibilities, and then setting up a maze. And so a maze is basically different than a labyrinth.
Yeah.
The labyrinth has one way in and one way out. Essentially, the maze, the labyrinth has a path that comes back to the beginning. Where the maze goes, you get lost in a maze. It goes in this direction, that direction, and you lose your bearings.
Is the environment where you work important to the result you achieve?
Oh, that's a complicated situation. My initial reaction is no.
Right.
Because I work in the environment that is available.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't change things around to accommodate my work.
Mm.
My work has to go into an environment, be it an urban environment, an interior environment, a country, an urban environment, or it has to take its own place. If it does, if it can, then fine. It has its purpose. If it doesn't, well, that's okay too. I mean, this means it's not as pertinent or as strong as it should be.
And how did you get to this? How did you choose this kind of expression of your art? Did you get there very quickly, or it's successive layers?
Well, I mean, anyone actually, I think, is successive layers, unless you assume that there's the light bulb effect. That,
yeah.
Bingo! There we go.
Yeah.
And I think it's an overlaying, overlapping thing of different things that happen in life and to you, or that you experience. And I'm losing my train of thought there.
It's okay. And sometimes do you have the opportunity to hear people talking about your work? And do you pay attention to that?
No, I don't think I have had many times of people. I mean, I don't do symposiums, or I don't do lectures, so I don't. I have spoken a little bit here and there, but I haven't. No, not really.
Not really. And I said maybe there is some aluminium. I don't know if it's aluminium on wood. Are you do the materials you use have a particular value for you?
Not as such. Their value is that without much difficulty, I can express the ideas that I want to express with those materials.
Yeah.
So, for example, with the two pole pieces, which are interior, very early interior, where one pole hangs, those were almost just started with the idea of being able to just use a broomstick. Without thinking that, of course, broomsticks are not very long, and a ceiling might be 3.5 meters, and a broomstick is anyway. I was able to find longer dowels of wood, but I at a certain point changed them to the thin aluminum pipes because I can get those at any length. They're easier to work with, and they do the same basics. Basically, do the same thing as the wood.
Do you elaborate a long time in your head before making maquettes? Do you have lots of images?
That depends.
Yeah.
That depends. I mean, really, sometimes I'm working on doing some drawings or something, some work on paper, and I click for a maquette or for a print or for some other work on paper or something, or the photographs or whatnot. So.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.